We are joined now by housing economist Tom Davidoff with the Sauder School of Business at UBC. Now, Tom, in the past, you've proposed a speculation tax of sorts. What is your reaction to this piece of legislation?
This is a very interesting step. A 15% tax, I believe, means we are going to see very few people buy properties as foreign individuals or corporations. The interesting question is, are we going to see those purchases bleed over into other types of purchases? Are people going to find local permanent residents or local corporations to buy on their behalf? And I think what's critical is the city of Vancouver and hopefully other municipalities now fixing their definition of a so-called vacancy tax so that anything isn't a primary residence or a lease arrangement becomes subject to that extra tax as well. I think if you combined a proper tax on people who aren't homeowners or landlords with this tax on foreign buyers, you might see considerable softening of prices around Vancouver.
So then you do expect this to push home prices down then?
Right. So this is not precisely what we had asked for because we do believe money can come in other than through a foreign purchaser. It is hard at this point to know how able a foreign buyer is to purchase property here through a local entity or individual. So I'm reluctant to speculate. But I think if we combine this again with a proper tax at the municipal level, if Vancouver can get its act together and have the right kind of so-called vacancy tax, then I think we could look at a significant impact.
This only applies to Metro Vancouver. What could it mean for other municipalities?
Well, if foreign buyers want to get their money into British Columbia and aren't able to go to other entities like friends and families to buy the properties, then, of course, you look for what's the next best substitute, and Victoria has been hot and may get a bunch hotter as it's now 15% cheaper for a foreign buyer relative to Vancouver than it was yesterday.
And, Tom, ultimately, do you think this will discourage foreign buyers from purchasing property in Metro Vancouver?
I think I would be very surprised to see anybody buying luxury properties as a foreigner at this point. I mean, imagine buying a $5 million house, paying a $750,000 transfer tax. People don't get rich by paying $750,000 to buy a home on top of the purchase price. The question is whether foreign buyers will find a way to get money into the local housing market other than being a foreign buyer. Now, the city of Vancouver has the ability with its vacancy tax to clamp down on that by saying you're going to pay a higher tax if you're not a landlord or a primary resident. If they go with a pure vacancy tax, nobody's home for 12 straight months, of course, then Vancouver loses that opportunity.